Good morning, everybody in London and Johannesburg. I don't know if we can connect it to Cape Town, but if we are, morning Cape Town, and anyone who's listening in on the webcast and on Summit. We're delighted to have you here today. I think, I don't know if they've given you cricket balls in Johannesburg or wherever else you're listening in from, but in London we've got, everyone's got a cricket ball because I think a Lord's Test starts today and Investec is sponsoring the press box in Lord's. So if you go and look on TV, watch your West Indies in England, you'll see our name up in lights. And I hope we don't have cricket balls thrown at us. If we just look at our results, I think looking at the overall operating environment, we have had a favourable operating environment. We did have some volatility in equity markets, but at the end of the day, all the equity key equity markets in the areas that we countries we operate in were up quite reasonably or strongly in the case of South Africa and Australia, and up about 8% in the case of the UK. We have had a rising interest rate environment in all three markets. Last time we spoke to you at the update, we said that we think that's the end of the rise, but obviously we were wrong, and it looks like we'll continue to get some further rises in interest rates, although we believe it is, you are coming to the end of the rising rate cycle. We did have an exceptionally weak rand in this period. The rand from beginning to end was 32% weaker and on average about 17% weaker, and all those had some impact on the operating results. If you look at what really happened in our business, we had a great performance from the UK and Australia. Australia was up 91% pre-tax, and part of that was the Rothschild acquisition, but a lot of it was organic growth. And the UK was up 55% pre-tax, and that's clearly as a consequence of some of the initiatives that we implemented over the last 4 years. South Africa was up 20% in rand, but only marginally up in sterling. So, but right across the spectrum, we did have a strong performance from all our regions. 42% or 43%, depending on how you round, of our operating our profits come from the UK and Australia, and 57-58% from South Africa, which is quite a big change from last year. We also have continued to leverage off our platforms. I mean, our earnings per employee are up significantly in Australia and the UK and Europe, from £91,000 to £91,000 per head to £121,000 in the case of the UK, and Australia up from £103,000 to £148,000, which is really demonstrating that we leverage off our platforms. South Africa was down, and that's really as a consequence of the rand. Otherwise, our profits per employee in rand were roughly what they were in previous years, except we've got a lot more employees this year. We also have continued to gain momentum right across our group through our brand building. I think we're getting much better known than we were when we first listed in London. And clearly, we've always been quite well known in South Africa, certainly for the last 10 to 15 years. We're now getting well known in Australia as well. And we think that Investec is now, I think CNBC asked me this morning, are you a South African group or are you a international group? And I think we responded that we're an international group with our roots in South Africa. And I think that's really, we are coming of age as an organization recognized on the international stage. So in summary, you will all see these results. There was a time when this is the first time you saw them, but now we have to announce them at 7 o'clock in the morning UK time. But our operating profit overall was up 20% from £388 million to £466 million. However, that translated into attributable earnings of 30%, £230 million to £300 million. The detail is all in the book as to how the numbers pan out, so I don't have to go into too much detail, but just to give you the headline numbers, and that adjusted EPS, which is the number we measure ourselves against, was up 27.2%, just above perhaps the middle of the range that we announced a few weeks ago. Dividends in sterling terms up 26.4%. For those of you who get dividends in rand, you've had a bonanza because you're up well into the mid-40s. And loans and advances, average loans and advances were up 23%. We use average because average really is your earnings driver as opposed to absolute at the end of a particular financial year. And then average third-party funds under management up 22%. We have met all our financial objectives. Our growth was 27.2% against the target of UK Retail Price Index plus 10. So for the last 3 years, we have exceeded that growth objective quite comfortably, and hopefully we can continue to do that, depending on conditions. Our ROE for the third year running is above the 20% target. UK and Europe was just below 20, 19.6. And again, obviously, we still have to push scale a bit to get it above 20, but we're in touching distance. And South Africa, 37%. If Michael Gresty is there, you know, you won't ask that question again. So 37% South Africa, and Australia, 15%, still trying to build scale. Cost-to-income ratio, 59% against 58.7, so a marginal weakening of the cost-to-income ratio. Some of that is really because we had we equity account some of our private equity transactions, and we end up with some costs that aren't really our costs. If you took them out, we'd be roughly the same as last year. Again, UK 66%. Again, you know, still got to push scale a bit. South Africa 52% and Australia 57%. We have a very comfortable capital position. Certainly in the UK, our ratios are 24%. You say that's a bit high, but we're growing, and you know, we need our capital for growth. So we do, we're quite active in the non-equity space. We did a £130 million perpetual pref and a £350 million a cumulative perpetual pref, which ranks as upper tier two. And so we've bolstered our capital base because we believe that as an organization we're going to continue to grow. Australia, likewise, as a consequence of the Rothschild acquisition, capital ratio up at about 23.8%. South Africa, within our target range, again, you have a high return on equity, so you can live closer to the line as we have able to sustain our growth through internal capital generation. So a comfortable capital position across the spectrum, and we also will believe we're very comfortable for Basel II, which comes in on the 1st of January 2008. Looking at the business operationally, again, you've seen very, very strong performance from our Treasury and Specialised Finance division, which was up almost doubled its profits in this particular year, and a very strong performance from the private client business, including private bank, which was up 50-something percent. Investment banking was down marginally, and Andy and Brad will talk to that, but off a very, very last year, we doubled our performance in investment banking. So, you know, overall, very strong performance, and asset management up 15%, 20-something percent in stable currency, but the rand did have a big impact because they've got a big business in South Africa. So moving on to the operating divisions, I will deal with some of them, and then some of our management will deal with the others. I'll start off with the private client portfolio management and stockbroking business. So this is two parts. It's the private client business in South Africa and Rensburg Shepherd in the UK. I can't talk about Rensburg Shepherd because they have not yet announced. Because of IFRS, they're only announcing in the middle of June. And so you're not allowed to talk about how they performed. Obviously, we've had to estimate the results in these numbers, and hopefully we won't be too far wrong, but still. Private client business in South Africa did perform very strongly. Was up substantially. Overall, the private client business was up 32%. It has had a number of new product launches. It's had significantly higher asset levels in rand, increased volumes, and there's been a whole change in the structure, so there's been a strong focus on efficiency. Cost-to-income ratio is 61%. That's just the South African business. We have to exclude Rensburg Shepherd on that. And ROE up 44%. In the funds under management, we only include Rensburg Shepherd's funds for the first half at 30th September, because they haven't reported their results yet, so we're not allowed to tell you what their funds under management were at 31st of March. But markets were up, so hopefully they were up as well. And then on Rensburg Shepherd, they have successfully integrated the two businesses, and I think that has gone off very well, and I think they told the market that, and they're now in a different phase, which I'll talk about in a moment. So there are, looking forward, three focus areas to support continued growth. The launch of products that appeal to sophisticated private clients. You know, they like always sexy products that can perform exceptionally well and give higher than average returns. Obviously, some of those products may be a little bit risky if markets turn down, but still, those are the types of products that appeal to the private clients, and they have launched a number of those products. They have also reorganized all their front-facing teams so they can have a more aggressive approach to asset gathering, and I think that's important going forward. And then as long as we see continuation of good market fundamentals, this business will do well. Rensburg Shepherd has now moved from the back foot onto the front foot because they've done dealt with all the integration, and they are now intending to roll out a growth strategy, which I think they've also communicated to the market. So that's the private client portfolio management business. I'm going to call on Steve Halbron, who's going to talk about the private bank. I'll change the slide for you, Steve. Good morning. Following on from Stephen, and if I can draw your attention to the financial performance of the private bank. Operating profit is up 52% this to £154.4 million. This takes our five-year compounded growth rate to 54%. Drivers include a 32% increase in loans and advances to £8.1 billion in neutral currency. Funds under advice have increased by 56% to £2.9 billion in neutral currency. The cost-to-income ratio has improved from 60 to 53%, and the pre-tax ROE has moved up from 29 to 38%. These results have been achieved through solid performances in South Africa, UK, Europe, and Australia, with operating profit being up in excess of 50% in all home currencies. We have continued to experience strong growth and a well-diversified set of revenues across all areas of specialization. Net interest income represents 63% of total operating income, providing a strong underpinning to earnings. A year ago, we reported £101.5 million of operating profit. In speaking then of consolidation at that level, with an aspiration for growth of around 20%, perhaps we underestimated the level of momentum that had been achieved. This momentum, coupled with a brand that has over time evolved ably into a fresh alternative to the traditional incumbents, has supported the private bank's strong performance. This has had a positive and direct impact on the quality and scale of our client acquisition, together with our ability to attract and retain some amazing talent. Our mantra remains to outthink as opposed to outmuscle our competitors. Investec's core values fuel the drive for competitive differentiation. We acknowledge that it is not possible to be different in everything that we do, but we can be remembered for the few things that we do that are different. I will now give you a brief insight into the financial performance of each area of specialization. Property activities have been supported by favorable but tighter market conditions in all three geographies. Operating income from structured property finance has continued its positive momentum and is up 56% year on year. This represents 55% of our total operating income. Notable feeders of this growth continue to include an emphasis on client-led cross-border transactions into selected parts of Europe, regional expansion in Manchester, Dublin, Melbourne and Brisbane, and continued growth in South Africa fuels demand for product. The structured property finance team in the UK has built a strong profile and is a respected franchise in the city. The book has proved to be robust, it is well managed, momentum into 2008 is good, and we have clear earnings visibility. Growth in acquisition finance grew its operating income by 56%. Our activities are event-driven, targeted at management buy-ins and buyouts in the owner-managed space. This specialization accounts for 12% of total operating income, and there were no material revaluations to the portfolio. During the past year, we continued to develop the business profile and deal pipelines in all geographies, with a good number of transactions being concluded and future realizations looking promising. In South Africa, the team was particularly active in the black economic empowerment arena. In Australia, we had our first exits, having a real impact on revenue. And in the UK, the product set was expanded to include asset-based lending with an emphasis on receivable financing. The private bank's wealth management business performed extremely strongly with a 66% increase in operating income. Total funds under advice moved to a three-year compounded growth rate of 43%. We have differentiated through the delivery of specialized opportunities and the quality of our independent advice. This business is well on the road to scale. It is at a tipping point, with client word of mouth being the largest originator of new mandates. General banking activities account for 20% of total operating income, and they have performed well, with good growth in residential mortgages, deposit taking, foreign exchange, short-term insurance, and transactional banking. Let me stress that this specialization is very important to us. It is hugely client acquisitive, it is brand building, and it results in a very stable earnings stream. A concerted effort to grow the general banking activities in the UK and European jurisdictions has commenced. This incorporates a focus on niche residential mortgages, the rollout of online banking functionality, and a product initiative in the transactional banking space is currently under review. Healthy pipelines support all areas of business in this Pacific. Lastly, in our trust and fiduciary business, operating income is up 28%, with good performances in both the Channel Islands and in our Swiss-based operations. This has been achieved through efficiencies together with the successful acquisition of Quorum. Trust Group is an integral part of the private bank, and it continues to meaningfully support the deposit raising and wealth management activities. In closing then, there are a number of key themes which have impacted the private bank's earnings, namely the explosion of personal wealth over the last decade, rampant growth in property values in our three largest domestic markets, and excess levels of liquidity impacting valuations, transactional pricing, and competitive positioning. The focus of the business has been to develop strategies aimed at converting these themes into identified opportunities. With this in mind, the private bank has lifted its operating profit by 50% a year, every year for the last 6 years, from £12.5 million to £154.4 million. Assuming that these themes and market conditions can hold, we have momentum going into 2008, and we would look to consolidate around this level with an aspiration for growth. Our focus for the year ahead is twofold. Firstly, reinvestment for future growth, and secondly, sweating existing strategies in pursuit of scale. And finally, we appreciate that it is absolutely critical for us to retain a culture that promotes an environment that is ambitious, challenging but refreshing, and optimizes the potential of our people. Thank you.
Dave Van der Walt is now going to talk about what we used to call treasury and specialized finance that he now calls capital markets. There you go. Just there.
Okay, morning. The growth in the development of our business over the last 2 years has caused us to reflect on the appropriateness of the name treasury and specialized finance. It is our view that the name does not adequately reflect the breadth of our activities nor our core focus areas. In addition, there has been some confusion in the market. As a consequence of this, we have decided to rebrand ourselves Investec Capital Markets. This does not mean a change in the direction of the business, and we will continue to use our specialist skills and knowledge to provide financial solutions to our client base, which should enable the bank to achieve above average returns. Our core focus remains in four areas, which is specialized lending, securitization, structured derivatives, and specialist funds. We have continued to leverage our platforms, and over the last number of years, we have embarked on a number of initiatives and new businesses which have started to attain significant traction. As a consequence of this, we can report an increase in operating profit of 75.3% from £66.9 million to £117.3 million. Looking at the key developments in our four growth areas, our specialized lending areas continue to perform across the board. Our core loans and advances grew by 18.7% to £3.5 billion in neutral currency. This is despite having more than we anticipated, some unexpected redemptions in the South African market, but is a good indicator of underlying activity levels. During the year, we undertook a number of good mandates and structured advisory mandates, and had particularly good performances with our structured finance, project finance, and equity finance businesses. Our securitization and principal finance businesses posted solid results with numerous transactions concluded during the period. In addition, we have got a number of mandates which are yet to conclude. We have now established a strong foothold in the UK market and are in a market-leading position in South Africa. Our derivatives and structuring teams enjoyed a significantly improved performance during the year on the back of increased volatility, structured client transactions, and increased client business. We have achieved this through a commitment to innovation and high levels of customer service, and look forward to continued performance in this business. We have as yet not achieved our objectives in the structured or specialist fund space, and we will continue to focus on that initiative, particularly in the resource finance and structured credit markets. We have continued to invest in the business to develop sustainable scale, and during the year our headcount grew by 35% from 530 to 715. We have also undertaken a number of new initiatives focusing on people development, hiring of new teams, and bolt-on acquisitions. By way of example, we are the primary beneficiary of the acquisition of Rothschilds in Australia. This has significantly enhanced our teams in Australia and our franchise in the commodity and resource finance and project finance businesses. In the UK, we have recently hired a top equity derivatives team, and we have also commenced a business focusing on corporate foreign exchange. We have over the year employed a number of people in our securitization and principal finance markets, and in South Africa, we have signed a number of joint ventures for the origination of securitizable assets. In Ireland, we have recently signed up and launched a new non-conforming mortgage lender. Looking forward, the strategy has not changed. We continue to remain a focused specialist business, targeting markets where we can be distinctive and competitive, focusing on our core value drivers. In the UK and South Africa, we will continue to strive for depth and greater penetration in our markets. In Australia, we will look for opportunities to broaden the franchise. Securitization and capital markets are a key focus, and particularly we will look to originate assets in higher margin niche areas to be funded through securitization in the capital markets. We will continue to pursue our strategy around specialist funds. In general, momentum in the business is good and markets remain favourable. We are therefore looking to target growth in excess of the group's targets. In addition to this, we'll continue to invest in the business for growth in the medium term, with a particular focus on creating an environment for the businesses that we've taken on board to perform. In summary, and finally, I'd just like to thank our staff for their significant contribution for what's been a good year for us. I'd now like to call on Andy Leith in South Africa, so if we can switch over to South Africa.
Thanks, Dave, from Capital Markets. I think in looking at the investment banking performance, I'd just like to put it in context, because over the last 2 years, we've concentrated on improving the quality of our people, our clients, and our investment portfolios, leveraging the franchise across three geographies and the USA. This has created strong integrated platforms with a growing market presence, enabling us to leverage a core competence of committing capital to opportunities outside of South Africa. This has resulted in improved sustainability of earnings and a good performance from a balanced portfolio. In reviewing the numbers, it's important to recognize the high level of activity of all the underlying businesses in all our geographies. For the most part, investment banking has performed well. Corporate finance delivered another good performance, benefiting from its strong deal pipeline, increasing its earnings 37% over the previous year. The underlying investments within the private equity and direct investments portfolio continued to perform well. However, the opportunistic investment component of the direct investment portfolio wasn't as active as the previous year, mainly as a result of less realizations. I think this performance needs to be seen in context, because last year the investment banking performance was up 114% year on year. Given the quality of our deal pipeline and investment portfolio, we're confident, barring unforeseen circumstances in the markets, the performance of this business continues to be sustainable. I'll be talking about the South African investment banking business, and Brad will be covering the integrated securities business and the UK. If we turn to South Africa, investment banking in South Africa earned £60.6 million, representing a decrease of 8% over last year's performance. However, the RAND result was an increase of 7.4% higher than the previous year. The mix in earnings was split between corporate finance and agency business, or agency and advisory business, 30%, and direct investments in private equity, 70%. If we turn to corporate finance in South Africa, we had a very strong performance from corporate finance, up in excess of 100% over the previous year. We continued to be ranked number one in the Dealmakers Survey for transaction volume in M&A and sponsor activity, and completed a number of high-profile transactions in the M&A, BE, and IPO space. We continue to develop sector specialization as an integrated group, and we've had good success in sectors like mining. We continue to grow our market share, advising a number of new corporates during the course of the year. And if we look forward, the strong pipeline of BE, IPOs, and private equity transactions should continue to drive activity and sustain the momentum going forward. If we turn to direct investments and private equity, and I want to just take a second to explain exactly what we mean by that. Direct investments is the set of opportunistic investments sourced from our dominant presence in our markets, as well as our investments in our BE platforms. While private equity, we mean investments in leveraged unlisted plays. We've always had a strategy of quality versus quantity, leveraging off making these investments off our own balance sheet. We've always had a very disciplined approach to these investments, and we are never pressurized to make investments in a situation that we're not comfortable with. If we look at our performance in this area in 2007, we had a strong performance from the underlying investment portfolio and added a number of quality investments to both the direct investment and private equity portfolios. Given the market conditions, as I've said and as Stephen mentioned as well, the opportunistic side of the direct investments has not been as active this year as compared to the previous years. But I must just make the point that opportunities in this part of the business tend to arise in weaker stock market conditions. Looking forward in this area for the year ahead, we continue to build value independently of realizations and stock market conditions via material debt and equity investments in our underlying portfolios. We regularly consider maximization opportunities and continue to look for new DE platforms, as well as exercising opportunities to maximize the value of our investment in our existing BE platforms with our black partners. If I turn to Australia, investment banking in Australia earned £7.3 million, representing an increase of 35% over last year's performance, with good levels of M&A activity and a quality client base. We expanded our presence into Melbourne and Brisbane and experienced strong cross-border activity between Australia and the group. One of the key values to Investec is the link between Australia, South Africa and the UK in sectors like resources and renewable energy. The private equity fund continued to outperform, and additional private equity capital was raised during the year. Looking forward in Australia, with our increasing brand awareness, the growing national Australian platform will continue to provide a solid base for growth opportunities in future. At this point, I'd like to hand over to Brad in the UK to cover his section of the presentation.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My comments will focus initially on the securities business, which we run across South Africa, the UK and the United States on an integrated basis, and then we'll move to the progress we've made in the corporate direct investment and private equity markets in the UK. The year under review saw our securities business experience very healthy market volumes, growth in the depth and quality of our professionals, and overall progress across the entire client base. In South Africa, where the operating results increased by 7% this year, our people have made very strong progress in diversifying the revenue streams, growing our prime broking business from 72 million rand to 2.1 billion rand in funds, launching a contracts for difference offering, enhancing our algorithmics and arbitrage trading businesses, strengthening our US distribution for South African products. Furthermore, in South Africa, we have made a significant investment into research, ending the year with very significantly enhanced sector coverage and mid-market presence. We believe that our South African business is very well positioned to capitalize on the current market conditions. Our selective use of capital should enable greater market share in the mid-market, complementing our leading market share in the dual listers. We look forward to continued expansion of the product suite, including US ADR trading, deepening diversification of revenue streams, and an ongoing drive to increase the distribution of South African products to international investors, both in the UK and in the United States. In the United Kingdom, the securities industry has faced substantial regulatory challenges, specifically during this year. Unbundling, a very significant trend, driving large cap flows to the biggest commission sharing houses and an overall margin decline in the broker market. This margin decline has been in progress for some years. We've actively repositioned our UK business model to take advantage of the opportunities presented. Initiatives we have taken include, firstly, further enhancing our research quality, achieving the number one overall StarMine ranking for FTSE 250 recommendations and the number one overall Investors Chronicle AIM ranking. Secondly, ongoing investment in our distribution capacity, strengthening our team in London, establishing a US distribution platform for our UK product, and finally, deepening our client relationships. To complete our business model, we continue to make meaningful investments into our trading and execution capacity. We work tirelessly toward our goal, our very simple goal, of being the highest quality UK mid-market broker. We believe that the current year will see the final building blocks being put in place to realize that vision. Our UK corporate advisory business grew fee income marginally over a very solid 2006. The mix of income, however, changed quite fundamentally. The spread of revenues, and there is a significantly greater spread of revenues, spans corporate M&A, IPOs, and secondary offerings, with private equity advisory gaining significant momentum. We have made, and we continue to make, a number of selective hires, a modest number of selective hires into this marketplace, recognizing that cultural fit is absolutely key. As we review our pipelines, they are strong across several sectors and the momentum is in place to materially build fee income. Last year, looking back at our notes for the previous year, we advised you that we would be building capacity and pipeline in our UK private equity and direct investment business and in our Hong Kong-based pre-IPO investment business. Over the course of this year, we have invested extensively in this area. Experienced professionals now focus full-time on public and private investment opportunities in London and in Hong Kong. Whilst the overall result for the UK and Hong Kong direct investments and private equity business is down from 14.9 to 13.1 million pounds, we have had no significant realizations at all in the year under review, and the outlook for 2008 is that we expect this business to make significant progress with potential exits planned for. Andy and I have touched on the key themes that have moved our business ahead over the year. Stable and dedicated teams, increased size and quality of our client base, increased market penetration, and our brand moving ahead significantly in our target markets. In conclusion, ladies and gentlemen, our Group Managing Director, Bernard Kanter, patiently and constantly reminds us that markets come and markets go, and constantly and perhaps a bit more volubly talks to us and warns us against complacency. In that context, our role is to build deep foundations and quality, enduring businesses. Going into 2008, that remains the primary mission of the investment banking business. Thank you. I hand over to Hendrik on asset management.
Ladies and gentlemen, the time of the cycle is probably the only thing that worries one when everything goes well. But let's enjoy the moment. I was talking to the chairman this morning about it. Let's enjoy the moment. Because we do know, looking ahead, the world can't be as good as it was the last 15 years. The results of the past year continue, though, to support our position as a specialist provider of high alpha investment product. They also confirm our ability to attract substantial flows across the board in a high-quality product set. And that product, the quality of that product set is essentially a function of the quality and stability of the teams of people we employ and have. And I must say, there's one piece of good news I can report, is the solid and stable human resource platforms we have to face the future. We've successfully widened our global sales reach on the back of confidence in the quality and the positioning of our product range. So therefore, we're pleased to announce earnings growth of 14.7%, coming off a high base, you remember, of 63.6% last year, and a five-year compound growth rate of about 29%. Our pre-tax profits have risen to 68.1 million. Average assets under management were up 12% to just over 30 or almost 31 billion pounds. And on the revenue side, operating revenues grew by 10%, 23% revenue growth in the UK and international business, primarily driven by solid net inflows of about £1.2 billion. In South Africa, the increase in funds under management supported revenue growth as well, 21% in Rand, however, translates in 2.3% in sterling. Cost control at this time of the cycle remains absolute priority for this business. We've seen what happened in the asset management industry in the previous up cycle when they lost control of their costs. So I'm glad to report a cost rise of a mere 7.5%, which is largely attributed to profit-related variable remuneration and a designed increase in headcount. This increase is largely reflected by the strengthening of our sales capability across a number of new markets. The long-term investment performance remains very good. In South Africa, Standard & Poor's named us the best large mutual fund group over 1, 3, and 5 years. By the way, we topped the 5-year ranking for the 7th year running. In Europe and Asia, we also won accolades. A particularly interesting one is Lipper's best large equity group available to Swiss investors. Performance fees as a percentage of total revenues have remained rather stable at about 10%, which reflects the benchmark beating results in relevant areas. It's noteworthy, ladies and gentlemen, that 90% of our institutional products have beaten their benchmark over the last 5 years. And if you want to break it down geographically, you get 92 and I think 89% if I look at our two major geographic areas. So it's been pretty consistent. And that is the key to success in this industry. In South Africa, our business achieved a record profit of 50.6 million. The retail fund business performed strongly and we see growth in that area. Besides the previously mentioned, I think I mentioned it last year, a loss of about 12 billion rand or close to £1 billion of institutional business from FedSure, which was transferred to Liberty, we have suffered additional outflows. And it's absolute priority that over the coming year, we get that business back into positive net flows. The UK and international business has grown earnings by 66%, up from, I think, around 100 last year, from 10.6 to 17.5 million. Taking this to about 26% of our business, of our worldwide business, up from 18% a year ago. We have the momentum and the motivation, ladies and gentlemen, to take this business to the next level over the coming years. In conclusion, we're in the business of building a significant global asset management operation where the best investment professionals feel at home to operate and deliver value for their clients. Over the past 16 years, we've grown from a startup to a business which now counts amongst the 100 largest third-party managers in the world. These businesses take long to establish, but once they mature, they deliver very significant cash flows to those equity backers who were there in the early days. Strategically, we're exactly where we want to be. Over the coming year, our focus will be on turning our track records into money and into market position, while nurturing a number of very, very exciting new initiatives which we have to implement in a fast-changing industry. We remain focused on a few things: performance, clients, and innovation, as well as the nurturing of our unique culture. Because without our people, who worked so well over the past years, we will achieve nothing. We believe that the outlook for 2008 is good. Today, our business is better and stronger than ever before. It's up to us to implement and deliver for you over the coming year. Thank you very much.
Right, I'll just deal briefly with property activities and then wrap up. I think the property business, although its earnings declined by about 23%, the operational side of the property business, as opposed to the investment side, was up in rands about a third. It did continue to perform well. It had there are still strong property and equity fundamentals. We have significantly higher funds under management in rand terms. This is still by and large a South African business. We obviously have mentioned that we have launched initiatives to build this business outside of South Africa, but there's not that much to talk about it. And we did have quite a few realizations in this period. However,
it was negative. There was a negative impact from our property investment portfolio, which was due to increased funding costs as a consequence of rising interest rates. But overall, the business fundamentals are still very solid, and we continue to make pretty good progress. I think looking forward, we do have a lot of very good trading stock. We have refocused our activities on trading fund management, which we manage a whole host of property listed funds, and private equity style funds, which we are starting to launch, where for our efforts we also get an over and above carry, which we have not historically done in our property business. So we also concentrating on building a broader property business outside of South Africa, as I mentioned earlier, where we are going to be offering our private clients and others a spectrum of global products, capitalizing on skills across the group, which we do have significant property skills across the group. Moving on to our other group, certain other, it was made a marginal loss this year. I think we have to explain where it came from. We had sold off our insurance business, and we still had some revenue that was coming through. That's almost dried up, and then this year it dropped from £11.5 million to £1.6 million. Very little impact at the bottom line effect, because last year we also had tax of £10 million against that same revenue stream, but no tax this year. So at operating level it has an impact, but at bottom line, very low impact. Our international trade finance business continued to perform well, up 21% in sterling to £5.5 million, and central funding performing a little bit better than we did expect when we gave you the investor briefing, and that was up marginally from £66.8 million to £67 million. Central costs were also up, and that's really variable remuneration, which obviously goes up, which we don't allocate back to the divisions based on overall performance of the group. So about £16 million of that would be in the form of variable remuneration for the centre and the support services in the organisation, increase over the previous year. If you look at asset quality, we've had a marginal uptick in gross default loans. We've redefined default in terms of the new Basel rules, and we've broken it out in our books into three categories. They're all well covered by provision. Some of them came across from Rothschilds, where we brought across with provision, so not really our doing, but from a previous transaction. But overall, you know, we're not seeing any stress in our loan portfolios at this point in time. Our effective tax rate was down from 27.3% to 26.3%. That was in essence in the UK, where we'd over-provided a little bit in previous years as a consequence of some settlements with the Inland Revenue. And our weighted number of shares will probably bang on what we said at the time of the briefing. The earnings attributable to minority shareholders were affected by some of the income in the consolidated private equity units, and we eliminate that on consolidation, so that's £10 million. There was a sale of an investment portfolio, which eliminates £2.2 million, and then opposite to that, and what we had last year, the translation of our preferred securities. We had a loss in the operating line and a profit of the minority line. It's actually neutral bottom line, but it does cause people complications. It's just an accounting aberration. So looking at the organisation strategically, I think, again, our balanced portfolio of businesses again come through with private client generating 37%. You can see the mix between investment banking and treasury, where they swap over every now and again as to who's the bigger contributor, and that obviously, that business will be more volatile than the private client and the asset management business. Private client and asset management generate about 52% of our operating profit. Our business model is still in sync. I think you've seen strong growth in net interest income in the last year, up 33%. That is now 30% of our operating profit as we've leveraged our platforms. If we went back about 4 or 5 years ago, that was below 20, and it was a conscious decision to leverage our platform by building up our loan portfolios. The principal transactions were more or less flat. I think Andy has explained the investment banking side of that, which would have the biggest impact there. And then net fees and commissions across the group were up 18%, giving 48% of the total. So more or less a comfortable position, a bit more from the proprietary and risk side than from the agency and fee side, but still nicely in balance.
If we looked at our crocodile jaws ratio, the crocodile opening its mouth quite wide as we continue to get the benefit of faster income growth than cost growth, and you can see what's happened since March 03 when we reorganized the business, and how we've actually built our scale is coming through in this particular ratio. So we've had a compound growth rate in top line of 13.6% and in expenses of 11.2%, and that 2.4% gap does create quite a nice picture. Going forward, I think if we look at the UK and Europe, and we'll continue to push our organic growth, I think that's an important driver of our growth, is that we have people out there constantly trying to bring in clients and increase revenue, and we will continue to actively seek bolt-on acquisitions. Last year in Australia we made the Rothschilds acquisition, very few acquisitions, little bits and pieces. Private Bank made a little acquisition in the trust business, but clearly it's an area that we continue to look at. We look at many things and don't do too many, but because we have quite tough criteria. Australia, same thing, the strong platform is starting to reap benefits. We have very good people there, and we are benefiting from organic growth opportunities, and again, we are always looking for potential acquisitions, but they don't come every day. It's a very tight market. South Africa, we don't make acquisitions. We just grow organically, and we should continue to benefit from an economy that is still quite strong. It's growing at about 5% and is expected to grow at that level even a bit higher over the next few years. Our role there is just to deepen our presence and continue to grow. We've added quite a lot of headcount into the treasury business, into the capital markets business. It takes time to get used to the new names. Capital markets business and the private bank, and those are front-facing people that generate revenue, and that's basically our strategy for growth there. So if we come back to outlook, and before I conclude on outlook, I think it's Dave reached the rule. He thanked his people. It's my job to thank all the people at Investec this year for a great effort right across the board in all the geographies, in all the divisions. We really have an organization that is very harmonious at the moment and is all facing in the same direction, and everyone is making a hell of an effort to deliver. And I think just right from the executive, from our colleague Bernard, who is always out there prodding and pushing, and we always forget about Bernard because he doesn't stand up front here, but Bernard Cantor, our managing director, the management team, and the rest of you that have spoken today, and all the people in Investec, thank you very much for that great effort this year. We've had a good run for the last few years. We came from a tough period back in 2002, and we've really shown our mettle coming through. Clearly aided by good markets, but really a sterling job by everybody, and thank you for that. Also to our non-executive directors, I know I'm thanking a lot of people today, but they also make a sterling contribution and help us as an organization take us where we need to go. So again, from an outlook point of view, we continue to have good underlying momentum in the business. We are very active across all our geographies. We have had the benefit of recent rating upgrades. It's something that we've been striving for a number of years. We've got Moody's upgrades by a couple of notches in all three geographies, and then that obviously helps us on the capital market side because it means that some of our money will come cheaper. Although we have grown expenses, that is because we've invested for growth, but we do have a disciplined approach to expense management. We have a very experienced management team. They're experts in their field, and we believe that our brand, as I said earlier, is becoming well recognized. The levels of activity have continued into the new financial year, and we believe we've increased the scale and market penetration in all our geographies, and we believe that will continue to support our operating results. We believe that if market conditions remain favorable, and our economists tell us that they do expect market conditions to remain in their current form for the next while, we should continue to be able to continue to deliver on or beat our growth and financial return objectives. So thank you all. That's the end of the formal presentation.